against Harkins. Puck fired wide of Gosto again in relief of John Gibson, who played the first two periods. Lukash here in the third. And it's still a physical contest. Lindstrom going in on a forecheck. Uh-oh, behind the goal line. A stare. They're not going to drop the gloves, are they, as the game ends? Harkins is there. And both teams surround the Anaheim player. Ball is there. Might have said something to him. And the Ducks will head to the dressing room. They lose the hockey game by a 4-1 count.
Yeah, it just wasn't the Anaheim Ducks night tonight. The Calgary Flames were the better squad from opening puck drop, and they had two very solid starts, in particular in the first period and coming out hot in the third. So it was their night, not Anaheim's. And boy, is that a big win for them, yeah, as they continue to creep their way up into that wild card position.
Well, we've been talking all afternoon and evening about the Ducks and their schedule in Vancouver on Saturday. We hope that you're with us for all of that. And we'll have hopefully some good news at the end of that three-hour hockey game. So you have a new partner for today coming up with a post-game show, so I know you're looking forward to that.
I certainly am.
All right, let's take a commercial break. I'll give way to both of them, Allie, and I believe this is Emerson Edom, coming up with our post-game festivities live from Scotiabank Saddledome in Calgary. You're listening to the game today and the post-game coming up soon on Duckstream, powered by TuneIn.
Get cool style, passenger, and cargo space, plus big savings with the fully electric Honda Prologue on sale now at your helpful Honda dealer. Save thousands with 0% APR financing. Plus, get home charging installation credits. And Prologue is backed by Honda with dealerships in your neighborhood for service. The 2024 Honda Prologue with 0% APR financing. Don't miss it. Search your local Honda dealer today. See dealer for financing details. For well-qualified buyers, offer ends 4/30/25.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Hey everyone, Adnan Burke here to talk about our great podcast, NHL Unscripted, with Burke and Demers.
Jason Demers here. After playing 700 NHL games, it turns out I have an opinion or two.
Whoever's saying trade one of them, you don't know anything about hockey.
I'm on the bandwagon. I'm rooting for this team.
With new guests every week, we will talk about hockey and more.
Can't wait till you watch the movie, because it's the biggest award of her career.
He went into the cheetah exhibit, and the cheetah took a piece out of him, and he came into the ring the next day.
Tune in to NHL Unscripted with Burke and Demers on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks in the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
This spring, the world's best figure skaters rock the ice. Rock Stars on Ice 2025 Tour. With world champions Ilya Malinin, Madison Chalk and Evan Bates, Amber Glenn, Isabeau Lovito, Jason Browse, the legendary Elvis Stoiko, and more. Rock Stars on Ice, directed by Kurt Browning. Coming to Honda Center May 17th. Get tickets at starsonice.com.
Rent an all-inclusive party suite at a Ducks game. With generous food and beverage credit, reserve parking, and other amenities, you'll have everything you need to provide an unforgettable experience for your clients, family, and friends. Visit HondaCenter.com/rental suites today.
Anaheim Ducks Hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stopatnothing. Stay tuned for Anaheim Ducks postgame show up next on DuckStream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show. Exclusively on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of Ducks Hockey.
Welcome to your postgame show on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn. Allie Lozoff with you. Tonight, final score in Calgary. The Ducks fall 4-1 to the Flames as we welcome in Emerson Edom now from the Saddle Dome in Calgary. And Emerson, before we get into our highlights and break this game down, just want to know what your immediate reaction is to the team's performance tonight.
Well, look, I think both teams were ready right off the jump, but the team that was more ready was the Calgary Flames, right? 16 seconds in, Nazem Kadri with just a beautiful goal, top shelf. He was all over the ice, and really their top guys were better than the Anaheim Ducks top guys. It's plain and simple. He had some bright moments, of course, Olin Zellweger streaking up, going backdoor there and finishing off that play for the Ducks' lone goal. But to think that the Ducks only generated one goal, they're going to have to look at that shot selection, because they put up a decent amount of shots here to finish off the game. But shot selection, maybe passing up, in other cases, passes that they should have shot. So, look, it's just one of those things where they got to go back to the drawing board and fix some X's and O's, come back better in Vancouver.
Well, let's get to your game summary now. Great pace to start this game, like Emmer just said, and just 16 seconds into this one, a bad pinch by Jacob Trouba. Nazem Kadri is off to a 2-on-1. He will net his 31st of the season to open the scoring, assisted by Sharangovich and Hanley.
Igor Sharangovich, Nazem Kadri, and Martin Pospisil on the back end. Joel Hanley and Mackenzie Weegar, and in net goaltender Dustin Wolf.
And Calgary scores the game's first goal 16 seconds into the hockey game on a breakout up the ice. A 2-on-1 develop, and they snap the wrist shot by John Gibson. And 16 seconds into the opening period, it's 1-0 for the Flames.
Emmer, we heard Kadri's name more times than we wanted to tonight from you and Steve. What makes him such a threat?
Well, first off, how about that timing? It was unfortunate timing in a sense that the Flames ended up scoring, but just stopping just short of that goal as I finish off that starters for both teams. But look, he's always that way, Nazem Kadri. He just takes the puck and goes. He makes what just seem like nothing into something each and every puck touch. And look, he can stick handle in a phone booth. He's got a quality of shot. I mean, one of the shots he released on the outside here was just phenomenal. He dares to shoot a puck like that that many that don't throughout the National Hockey League. I mean, he tries to pick corners. He oftentimes does, as he did on that goal. But he spews confidence. He's a highlight reel, just night in and night out. I mean, just as they were announcing his 700 points, 300 mm-hmm. goals, they were showing highlight after highlight. And it's just he's always dominant if you give him the opportunity to do so. And that's what too many times the Ducks did here tonight. Too much gap given to him. They respected him too much. Not enough stick on puck and in your face type of mentality, and he really took advantage of it.
Well, later in the first, it's Terry to Strom to tick tack Tolan Zellweger. You see what I did there, Emmer? You like that?
Yes, yes.
He would tie this one, his seventh of the season, and in his hometown in front of his mom and dad.
Finally, Anaheim breaks out with Terry ahead for Strom. Other side, Zellweger and Trouba. They center and score! That's Zellweger on a perfect pass from right in front of the goal crease where the Calgary netminder Dustin Wolf was. Zellweger scores, and we have ourselves a 1-1 game.
A tic-tac-toe beauty.
Emmer, that's the 34th goal from the Ducks' blue line this season. How about that?
Yeah, and you'd like the front end to kind of put pucks home at that pace. It's just one of those things where, look, goals have been hard to come by at times. I know this last stretch, as the wins have been easier to come by. Look, this is just an opportunity for the Ducks to learn from this scenario. I mean, a great middle drive, a great exchange on the far side between Troy Terry and Ryan Strome, and what a finish. What confidence on the backdoor doorstep here on the near side from Olin Zellweger. That's not easy to do. You're under duress. Even though it's somewhat of an open net, there's so much pressure going on. It's a hard pass going to your back door, so good heads-up play for him.
All right, then. Into the second period, Flames' Adam Klapka would get a breakaway chance, but there had been a penalty called behind the play. Pahal with a cross check on Frank Vetrano.
Lacombe gets it again, works it out to the point for Gudas. Uh-oh, can't hang on to it. It's a breakaway for Calgary, a shot, and John Gibson just robbed Klapka. Then the puck out of play. We're going to get a penalty. Here's the call from downstairs.
Number 94, 2 minute minor, cross checking.
All right, we get a break right there. Now a feed from one side to the other. Lacombe for Zegras, a break for Coleman, who intercepted a shot. He scores! Blake Coleman, as his crowd erupts, clear cut break when it was finally settled. 2-1 Calgary leads.
So that Pahal penalty would lead to Blake Coleman's shorthanded goal, number 14 on the year, giving the Flames a 2-1 lead. We know it went down from there, Emmer. The Flames would go on to increase that lead with goals from Kevin Rooney and another from Blake Coleman on the power play. John Gibson left the game after the second. Lukáš Dostál coming in relief in the third. No update on the status as of yet of John Gibson. We hope he's okay. A final score again. Ducks fall 4-1 to the Flames. And Emmer, you know, after last game, Trevor Zegras said to us that the team's focus and the goal for the rest of the season is just ending with a winning record. He said it would go a long way into next year. How do you feel that they can achieve that the rest of the way?
Yeah, that's a good goal to have, is just to finish strong. And of course, you know, that's an accomplishment in itself, being over that 500 mark headed into tonight's game, 33-33-8. Of course, slightly changing. You fall one game under 500 now. So it's just one of those things where they just got to get back at it starting in Vancouver. I honestly hoped that you would have seen some type of play in which they were trending in the right direction, some sort of glimpse of what's to come in Vancouver. It just goes to show how heads-up hockey this Calgary Flames team played the full 60 minutes, because they didn't allow Anaheim that much more, even in the dying seconds. So it's just one of those things where Ducks, they got to put this game behind them. Vancouver, it's going to be a tough test. Vancouver, in a similar scenario as this Calgary Flames team, look, they know that they got to put all their eggs in a one basket here, vying for one of those last wild card spots, because it's just it's really moving away from some of these close teams.
Hey, Steve said something about you singing Take Me Home, Country Roads. I didn't know we had that in common, Emmer. I always thought it was solo belting that out.
Let's get together. We'll have a sing-along when I'm back in SoCal.
Okay, deal. Thank you, Emmer, so much for joining me. And thanks for making this first post-game show such a breeze for me. Always love chatting with you.
Yeah, it was lovely having you. Look forward to the next one. Can't wait to do it again in Vancouver.
You got it. We will take our first break now. Don't go very far. We'll have so much more of this game to break down for you after the break.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BPBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program, with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
Anaheim, get ready to take the ride. The Professional Bull Riders Team Series returns to the Honda Center September 5th through the 7th. Cheer on your favorite PBR team as they take on the toughest teams in the world and vibe for the PBR Teams Championship. This is one spectacle of family fun you have to see to believe. Get your tickets before they're gone at PBR.com or Ticketmaster.com. This is America, and this is PBR.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Rent an all-inclusive party suite at a Ducks game. Honda Center Suites provide a fantastic venue to experience the action of Ducks hockey with your clients, family, and friends. Plus, with generous food and beverage credit, reserved parking, and other amenities, you'll have everything you need to provide an unforgettable experience for all. Visit HondaCenter.com/rental suites for more information or to book your private suite for the night.
We are back with your post-game show on Duckstream, powered by TuneIn. Allie Lozoff with you tonight. And since I am the queen of silver linings, how about I find a few for you tonight? Let's start with congratulations to Troy Terry, who, with his assist on Olin Zellwiger's goal tonight, moves into the number 10 spot on the Ducks' all-time assist lists with 168. Well-deserved for Troy Terry. And a shout out to the hometown kid, Calgary born Olin Zellwiger, the Ducks' lone goal scorer tonight with his seventh of the season. Always a feel good moment to score in front of mom and dad. And of course, we love to take this opportunity to wish this year's 21st Duck, Emma Malin, also affectionately known as Emma Allergic Emma, a very happy 10th birthday. We're so proud of you, Emma. And we really do feel lucky to have you as part of the 21st Ducks family. In fact, earlier this week, Emma and her mom, Rose, invited us into their home to share with us the story of their journey with Emma's food allergies. And they showed us what goes into keeping Emma safe on a daily basis. And I will also say this, Emma Malin and her mom, Rose, have the absolute coolest Anaheim Ducks themed home that you will ever see. So look for that to air next week. It's time for another quick break, just a short one, so don't go far. We'll be right back with a look ahead at the Ducks' road ahead.
Listen to all your favorite music, news, sports, and more all in one place. And hear all the audio you love, whether you're a music lover.
This ain't Texas. Ain't no hold'em.
Interested in what's going on around the world?
We are seeking consular assistance that has not yet been granted.
Or want to catch up on your team's live play-by-plays.
Shea wants the step-back three and got the step-back three!
It's all right here on TuneIn. Just sit back, relax, and listen.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
original Mexican radio has a track record of bringing good vibes and classic Mexican tracks all day long. And TuneIn, the all-in-one audio app, is here with our exclusive Éxitos Mexicano station, carrying on the radio format of Regional Mexicano with top artists. Listen to La Música del Momento from La Séptima Banda, Calibre 50, all ready to bring your day the best Mexican music. And don't forget to upgrade to TuneIn Premium for all music with no ads.
The hottest country tracks from today and yesterday make the journey that much better. That's why TuneIn's Country Road Station should be your soundtrack. Whether you're in the car, at home, or anywhere in between, we're spinning pop and country jams from Zach Bryan, Maren Morris, and L. King. Plus, some classic gems from pop country's golden age. All on TuneIn, all on your devices. So check out TuneIn, the app that lets you hear your world.
Live NFL games are streaming on TuneIn.
Football is on TuneIn.
TuneIn has my sports.
Still working through this secondary. And a touchdown.
Plus, listen to Thursday night, Sunday night, and Monday night football for free.
Touchdown!
Plus, catch live sports talk on ESPN Radio between games so you can stay locked in all season long.
They've got two great running backs. They do a really good job with the play action.
Ready to hit the field? Just go to the NFL page on TuneIn to start listening today.
Tailgate Radio is your game day party station.
Playing all the anthems, like this one.
Tailgate Radio. Try to keep up.
It's Garth. From the football game to your backyard to camping to house parties, Tailgate Radio is your party station.
Tailgate Radio.
This might be a touchdown.
Come on. Search Tailgate Radio on TuneIn or tell your device to play Tailgate Radio.
Welcome back to the post-game show on Duckstream, powered by TuneIn. We've got a message from Red from Buena Park. He says, "Hello, Allie. I thought the Ducks had a tough time with the Flames' aggressive defense and really struggled on zone exits. The Ducks didn't generate enough second chances, nor had enough sustained zone pressure to win. It was clear the Flames wanted the game a little more than the Ducks and the better team's speed. Special teams continues to be a real challenge." Yes, Red. They have been the elephant, the very big elephant in the room for most of this season. I can vouch for that. And you did hear Emmer agree with you. The Flames wanted this one a little bit more. Let's take a look now at the Ducks' road ahead. They are certainly on the bus by now, making their way to the airport to head to Vancouver for Saturday's matinee against the Canucks. And then it's back home for two. A reminder that Alexis Downey will be back here with you on Duckstream. Guy Hebert and I will be back together for our final two home game broadcasts against the Oilers on Monday, and then the Flames again for their fourth and final meeting with the Ducks on Wednesday. That's going to do it for us here on your Duckstream post-game show powered by TuneIn. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it and had a great time despite the score. I'm looking forward to having you again when the Ducks take on the Vancouver Canucks on Saturday. Remember, that game is an early start, 1 p.m., so we will have your pregame show on Duckstream beginning at 12:30. So grab a coffee and join me. And until then, for Steve Carroll and Emerson Edom, I'm Allie Lozoff saying goodbye and see you Saturday.